Hi, I'm Steve Morgan, executive producer at Cybercrime Radio. Welcome to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio. Scott, welcome back. Thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here, Steve.
So when you and I agreed to do a series of cyber safety for consumers, for small businesses, honestly, I didn't think about this topic. I feel guilty, but I think it's evidence that not enough people are thinking about it. We're here to talk about man-in-the-middle attacks, and way too many people don't know what they are. So please tell us, Scott, what is an MTM attack? Or MITM attack.
Yeah, and this is an interesting one. Again, don't be overwhelmed by the acronym and the technical jargon here, man in the middle attack. Really, what this is, it occurs when an attacker tries to intercept a two-party transaction. They're putting themselves, the cyber criminal puts themselves in the middle of the attack. And from there, the attackers can steal or manipulate the data by interrupting traffic. And probably the best way for anyone to relate to this is when you think about a free open Wi-Fi hotspot. If we want to have Wi-Fi access when we're sipping our cup of coffee or we're traveling and we want to do that and relax without using up our cellular data, we often will camp on these open free Wi-Fi hotspots.
So these open free Wi-Fi hotspots, Scott, they're all over the place, aren't they? I mean, you know, hotels, doctor's offices, in addition to coffee shops. And what are the dangers of using them?
Yeah, and they're not all necessarily hackers behind these free open Wi-Fi hotspots. However, cyber criminals realize how effective they can use that as a conduit to get onto your smart device or your notebook. And what they simply do is they'll actually set up an access point that will have the same ID as your, you know, open Wi-Fi hotspot at the local coffee shop, whatever that is that you go there, you see the sign, you see it pop up on your smart device and say, oh, free Wi-Fi. Let me camp onto that. The danger of it is in our minds right away, we think it's safe. We think it's localized while we're having our coffee there. What happens inside of our smartphone or our laptop is we now associate to that access point. Just like you would at your home Wi-Fi router or at work, once it's on there and you're associated, you believe that it's a secure connection. Again, it's really the cyber criminal that's fooling you. So every time you come into that coffee shop, your smartphone will automatically associate to that access point. And there, they're performing that man-in-the-middle attack. They're in the middle. All of your data, your transmissions that are going back and forth through email, text, calls, whatever, they have access to that content. And that's where the concern is. You're assuming that it's secure, that there's WPA2 encryption and all this other stuff, but it's really disguised. And they're just in the middle, taking down, scarfing down all of your personal information and using that possibly against you.
So, Scott, inevitably we're connecting to Wi-Fi. You know, I'm out to lunch with my laptop at a coffee shop, or, you know, I'm traveling, I'm at a conference, you know, there's a multitude of, you know, places where I might connect. What do I need to do to be safe on Wi-Fi?
What I do all the time, and I do travel a fair amount, is I use my smartphone, which is 4G LTE/5G, as my hosting hotspot. So in other words, I am the hotspot. Instead of using the coffee shop, I will take my laptop and I will connect directly in as a hotspot to my smartphone. Just about all smartphone manufacturers do this now. And what's the beauty of that? I control the password. So I've got a really long 20-character strong password that's really hard to remember, but it's super secure. I control the encryption. So I know the link is encrypted, and I'm not broadcasting my SSID, the ID of my actual hotspot, so cyber criminals around me can actually see that. So when you control all of that, it's much safer. And for cyber criminals, it's extremely hard for them to hack into a 4G LTE or 5G modulated cellular transmission that is encrypted, that you control the passwords with. So setting up your own Wi-Fi hotspot, it's worth it. Yes, you will use your cellular data, but there's a price to pay for security in this case.
Well, I've never looked so forward to connecting to a Wi-Fi hotspot, and I'll be doing it securely today. Scott, thank you so much for that advice.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
I'm Steve Morgan, executive producer at Cybercrime Radio. You just listened to this week's Cyber Safety with our guest expert, Scott Schober, author of the popular cybersecurity books, Hacked Again and Senior Cyber. Cyber Safety provides education, advice, and how-to tips on protecting yourself from cybercrime. You can listen to previous segments of Cyber Safety on our podcast at cybercrime.radio.